Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Would you like to do something really grand for your family? Well, one of the nicest things we can think of is to treat them to a dinner of Kroger quality beef. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. Yes, Kroger quality beef will be a wonderful treat for those wonderful people who come home to you each night, your family. Just think how their faces will light up when the aroma of superbly cooked beef greets them as they step into the house. And then just wait until they see the dining room table with a thick, juicy Kroger quality beef steak or a crusty brown beef roast awaiting their pleasure. And say, you'll get a lot of pleasure from the buying of Kroger quality beef because it's so economical. That's right, it's a mighty thrifty buy. And don't forget, when you buy nutritious and wholesome Kroger quality beef, you're getting beef that's carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's waiting for you at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. A strange thing happened to Penny Gibbs yesterday. Wealthy Madeline Dodge insisted that Penny come to a party to be given in the fabulous Dodge Mansion this coming Thursday. But Penny refused because she has to take care of her brother Pat's infant daughter. Next afternoon, Johnny Keith comes to see Penny, and Penny reads him a letter just received from Pat.
And then the letter goes on to say, I was disappointed when the lead fell through. It turned out to be worthless. The police have no idea where I should look for Suzanne.
Small wonder, Penny. Guess you could hide a lifetime in New York City.
I suppose so, Johnny. Apparently, Pat's going to spend a lifetime there, too. He says in the next paragraph, in addition to looking for Suzanne, I'm looking for a job. Because I'm convinced that finding Suzanne's going to be a matter of months, maybe a year or more. And a fellow has to eat and provide for his baby. I'll let you know as soon as I get a job, and we'll send money for you and for little Valerie as soon as I can. Wish me luck. I'll need it. Love, Pat.
Poor guy. I feel sorry for him.
Yeah. Oh, there's a P.S. here. It says, kiss Valerie for me a million times every day.
Oh, my gosh. Certainly crazy about that baby, isn't he?
You blame me?
I sure don't. Wish I had one like her.
Oh, I don't think there could be another like Valerie, as sweet as she.
Hey, you're talking like a mother, not an aunt.
Well, I can pretend, can I?
You'd like to have Valerie for your own, wouldn't you?
Or, as you say, one like her, if possible.
You will someday. Oh, by the way, where is that little doll, anyway?
Upstairs, sleeping, as usual.
Yeah, as usual is right. Well, when she grows up, she'll probably be a night owl. Well, won't she ever get slept out?
I understand it's good for babies to sleep a lot.
Yeah, I guess they should get their sleep while they can.
Mm-hmm.
When they grow up, they'll have worries to keep them awake night after night.
Oh. Let's hope Valerie never has to worry.
No, but she will, just as all of us worry.
You know something?
Hmm?
Seems a shame.
What does? That we have worries?
No. No, just that a darling little thing like Valerie has to grow up and be like one of us.
Well, if she's like you, Penny, she'll be a very lucky girl.
No, sir. No, but I hope she never takes after her aunt.
Aunt? Aunt Penny? Seems funny.
Yeah, it does. You know something else that struck me as awfully strange the other day?
What's that?
Well, just that we're not old. And I suppose no matter how long we live, we'll never think of ourselves as old. But to Valerie, we'll always be older people.
Yeah, yeah, and she'll always resent us for it, too, I guess, until she gets what you might call older herself.
Yeah, since Darlin says the same thing we've just said about a daughter of her own.
Yeah, and then her daughter will say the same thing about her daughter.
Yeah.
That's the way it's gone on for years, I guess, and it'll always go on that way.
It does seem funny knowing that you'll always be old to some people, doesn't it?
Well, people have survived that knowledge, so I guess it's not too bad. Oh, by the way, I heard there's going to be a big party at the Dodge Mansion Thursday night.
Yes, I know.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how'd you hear about it? wasn't in the papers. I only heard about it at Bill's grocery store. He said they ordered enough food to feed the whole population of Rossville.
Well, I heard about it when I was invited to it.
What?
Yeah, believe it or not, I was invited.
Well, no kidding. Who invited you?
Well, you won't believe this, but it was Madeline Dodge.
Madeline? Well, what did she do, send Freddie down with an invitation?
No. No, Johnny, prepare for a shock. She came here herself.
Well, well. But just invited you as an afterthought, didn't she?
No. Nope, that was her sole reason for calling.
Oh, what's going on?
I don't know. And I'm not going to find out either.
You mean you're not going to go to the party?
Oh, Johnny, how can I? Someone has to stay with Valerie.
Well, I can stay with her.
Oh, can you?
Sure.
Well, what would you do if she started crying?
Well, I... Oh, crying.
Yes,
I didn't think of that.
No.
That would be a problem, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't be a problem, but you'd be scared to death.
Yeah, I guess I would. I'm not a babysitter. What did Madeline say when you told her you couldn't come to the party?
She insisted.
Well, what did she think you'd do with the baby? Just let it take care of itself?
No, silly. She said that I should hire a girl to come in and watch her. And I told Madeline that I didn't have the money to spend on servants. Not even for one night.
Uh-huh. And then I suppose she graciously offered to give you the money or lend it to you.
No. No, as a matter of fact, Madeline went one better than that. She said that she would send a girl or a nurse or someone who knew how to take care of babies.
Well, she really wants you at that party, doesn't she?
She's made it rather obvious.
Wonder why.
I don't know. I certainly don't see where I fit in with that crowd of hers.
Well, look, maybe Freddie put her up to it.
Oh, Johnny, no.
Well, I wouldn't want to bet my life against it. He's going to get even with you for not being in love with him, you know. And he will get even,
too.
Oh,
Johnny, not this way. Besides, I think he's forgotten all about thinking he was in love with me.
No. I think Freddie was very seriously in love with you, Penny.
Freddie can never be too serious about anything.
Oh, no? Well, you've sort of changed your opinion of him, then. You used to argue that there was a lot more to Freddie than you could see on the surface.
I still think there is. At least not for me. No, Freddie was just grateful to me for what I tried to do for him. And he thought that falling in love with me would be the best way to show his gratitude.
Sort of a silly reason for falling in love.
Freddie does silly things sometimes. But, is it a silly reason for falling in love?
What, out of gratitude?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think so.
I wonder about that. I can see where to be parked. Oh, the doorbell, excuse me.
Yeah, sure.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you Miss Gibbs?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Nora Williams. Miss Dodge sent me.
Oh, come in.
Thank you.
You said that Miss Dodge sent you.
Yes, but only on approval, Miss Gibbs. You might not like me.
I don't understand.
Oh, cricket. Well, you are Miss Gibbs, aren't you? Miss Penny Gibbs?
Yes.
And you have a baby here.
Yes. Oh, I understand now. You've been sent to take care of Valerie Thursday night.
Yes, if you approve of me. Miss Dodge said for me to let her know, and if you didn't like me, why, she'd send you someone else.
Well, you go back and tell Miss Dodge I approve of you most heartily, but I won't need you or anyone else. I'm going to stay with the baby myself Thursday night.
You aren't going to the Dodge party?
No. Look, you thank Miss Dodge for sending you to me, but
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. If I don't sit with your baby Thursday night, I'll have to give Miss Dodge her money back. And
you mean to say that Miss Dodge paid you to work for me Thursday?
Yes. She's very rich, you know.
Yes, I know. Look, you tell Miss Dodge for me that I can pay my own way in matters like this.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. I know you can, but you won't need me, so I won't be paid by anybody, and... Well, I need the money very badly. My daddy...
Hey, what's going on out here? Anyway?
Oh, Johnny, this is Nora Williams. Nora, this is Mr. Keith.
How do you do, Mr.
Hello,
Keith?
Nora.
Nora was sent here by Miss Dodge, Johnny.
What?
To stay with Valerie Thursday night.
Oh, I see. Well, you're a little young to be left in charge of a small baby, aren't you, Nora?
Oh, I'm 17, Mr. Keith, and I've taken care of babies before.
Well, yes, I'm sure you're very capable, Nora, but really, Look, I tell you what. You go back to Miss Dodge and return the money. All right. And then come to see me Thursday afternoon. Maybe I'll want to use you after all.
Oh, thank you, Miss Gibbs. I'll be very careful with your baby. Honestly, I will. Thank you.
Now, I won't make any promise, but we'll talk about it Thursday afternoon.
Yes, Miss Gibbs, I'll be here.
Oh, here, I'll open the door.
No, I can do it. Thank you, Mr. Keith. Goodbye, Mr. Keith. Goodbye, Miss Gibbs.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Nora.
Oh, she's an awfully pretty little girl, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a beauty. But, you're not going to that party Thursday night just so a little 17-year-old can earn a few dollars, are you?
I don't know what I'm going to do, Johnny. Right now, I wonder what Madeline Dodge is going to do when Nora comes back to her with the money.
I do, too.
Oh, Johnny, how insulting can some people be? Imagine paying that girl herself. I just wonder what Miss Dodge is up to. Yep, I really wonder what she's...
Miss Gibbs, but she doesn't think she'll want anyone to stay with the baby, and she asked me to return this money to you, Miss Dodge.
Oh, she didn't think you were good enough, Nora, is that it?
Oh, crickets, no, Miss Dodge. She was sure I was all right. At least I guess so, but, well, she isn't coming to your party. At least she doesn't think so, so she won't need me, and here's the money you gave me.
Oh, just put it on that table there, Nora.
Yes, Miss Dodge.
So she isn't coming to my party, is she?
I don't think so, but I'll know Thursday. She asked me to come back.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm.
But she asked you to return the money to me?
Yes.
Well, does she think she'll be able to pay you as much as I did?
Well, I don't know, Miss Dodge. She didn't ask me how much, but I told her I needed the money.
Well, you won't manage very long on what she'll be able to give you. That's probably the reason she isn't coming to my party. She can't afford anyone to sit with that baby of hers. Well, you can go now, Nora.
Yes, Miss Dodge.
Why are you standing there? I said you could go now.
Yes, Miss Dodge, but I came in all the way from Daddy's farm.
Oh, yes, it costs you money for the bus, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, don't you have any at all?
No, Miss Dodge. You see, I thought I was going to be able to keep what you gave me.
Well, here, take this doll if you're troubled, Nora.
Oh, thank you, Miss Dodge. I'll pay you back if Miss Gibbs can use me Thursday night.
No bother. And don't count on staying with her baby Thursday night either. There's not a chance of... No ways. Maybe if I talk to her just once more... I think I'll call her now.
Oh, crickets, it would be wonderful if she did go, Miss Dodge. Then I could stay with her baby.
I'm not trying to save your job for you, Nora. I want Miss Gibbs at my party for reasons that are quite my own.
Well, Madeline Dodge is going to try once more to get Penny to come to her party. Will she succeed this time? And what are her reasons for being so insistent? If Penny goes to the party, what will happen? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Did we hear somebody say they're wondering what to serve for dinner that will please everyone? Why, that's no problem. No, indeed. Just serve Kroger quality beef, everybody's favorite main dish, and the beef you can count on being the very best right now. What a welcome home for your family when they find it's beef for dinner. What a pleasant surprise to find beef stew or a delicious, magnificently thick steak or a mouth-watering roast of beef in the place of honor. Whatever their favorite may be, your family is going to be mighty happy to find that tasty, nourishing beef dish on their own dinner table. So hurry up and get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. Remember, Kroger quality beef, an exclusive Kroger feature, is deliciously tender and juicy. And it's at your Kroger store now. Now your local announcer.